Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Kinks and Drinks. We are going to have so much fun tonight. I actually have Bianca and Miss Goddess Demi going to show up and actually be part of our show tonight. Very, very excited about that. And, well, welcome to Kinks and Drinks. You can find us live here every Saturday night at 9 Eastern. You can also join us on the Discord server right here on the Enchantrix Empire. You can listen to the replay every Sunday. So, tonight, I am going to be discussing more things with chastity. And Demi, can you?
Hey,
there you are. So I'm glad here to have you tonight.
Aw, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, how could I not? The goddess Demi wants to be on the show. Well, she's going to be on my show.
I'm so excited. Kinks and Drinks with Krista.
Yes, and I do have a really good drink tonight. I'm getting ready to put it in the chat room right now.
Ooh, hello, hello. I'm so excited.
Hey, Bianca. How are you doing, Miss Bianca?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm excited for some kinky drinks. That's what we're here for, right?
Yes, kinks and drinks. Not just kinky drinks. We're going to have some kinks, too. Tonight, we're going to kind of dive in a little bit deeper into chastity.
Oh,
lock them up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and you know what? I really want some interaction from our audience as well. Hello, Patty the Sissy. How are you tonight? Yes, we just use the general chat. We don't have our own room yet. So, to get started, I would love to hear my two co-hosts, what they think about chastity and, you know, your favorite things about it and things of that nature.
I love that.
How about you start, Demi?
Okay. I love chastity. Well, all things control, orgasm control, and cock control. So chastity combines the two. I love to tease. So I love to have a very vulnerable, submissive, locked away. And, well, that just gives me free rein to tease the fuck out of them. So I love that. I absolutely love chastity. I'm all for it. I think everybody should be locked up.
Everybody, huh?
Yes. Yes. All cocks should be locked.
All cocks should be locked. Cocked mm-hmm. and locked.
Yes.
Yes. How about you, Miss Bianca? What's your thoughts on chastity?
I believe chastity is your favorite.
Of it too.
Oh yeah. Well, definitely a cage lady. I was mentioning if I'm on Fridays how the aesthetic is just marvelous. It doesn't matter if it's a small little ween, a little clitty. There's custom cages out there that will fit any size. But a man with a nice average or above average penis locked up is so beautiful to me. And yes, I do believe it's like a mental thing. We have Patty doing mental chastity, which is wonderful. Everyone should, especially men, women. We don't need chastity. I mean, some might sometimes, but it takes your mind off of things. And of course, poor Patty, that's all their mind is on right now, but it'll get easier in time. And I do agree, Miss Demi, everybody should be locked up at least once. Experience no orgasms, being denied, and that cage weighing you down and reminding you that you are more than your penis.
Exactly. Yes.
I love that. Yeah. Oh, Harper says if she tries, she may knock us off Podbean. So she's just going to stay in the audience. See,
she's
I guess.
So dominant. She's so dominant. She just takes over. Well,
she does have that going on. Podbean.
She does.
She not only owns, you know, the sissy pageant and all that, she owns Podbean too. You hear music? You shouldn't, because I did turn it off, I thought. Is it real low?
It's coming from inside the room.
Yeah, well, I started some music here. Let's just do this then. Did that stop it? Well, only Andy is hearing music. Do you ladies hear any music?
I don't.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, I had put on a little bit of a Coconut Grove energetic music when I was starting the podcast, and then I shut it off, so I don't know what happened. But anyway, hopefully it stops for you, Andy. And, oh, the invite goes to you too, Andy. If you would like to join us here on the panel, you're more than welcome. Thank you, prisoner. So, my outlook on chastity. What I love, and I do love this, and I mean it, I love brand new men to chastity. Mm. I like them when they have never experienced it, and I like them to be a little apprehensive as well. I love the shocked look on their face when they first get locked up. You know, Bianca said something about the aesthetic. Now that's the aesthetic that I like. That almost panicked look. So.
That is so good. Who just
Jimmy
did?
Jimmy owes me, says, that's me, Miss Krista. And you know, there are so many different ways to lock somebody up, and I have been experimenting with some of that. And I had a person that was really wanting to experience it, and she enjoys the cross dressing and all that. And she didn't have time or the ability to get a chastity device. So we locked her up with gaff tape. No response to that?
I haven't. Is that like gaffer's tape? I'm just thinking of like the athletic tape, but this is kind of similar to like tape.
They make it tape. It's for tucking. They use it for getting everything put away. They'll push their little jewels up inside and tape them down and tape the whatever they have in between their legs.
And because it's cloth based. Okay.
Yeah. So you can actually kind of lock them up doing that, because there is no getting to it at that point. There you go. Yeah. Actually, the ones that she had were kind of a nude color and kind of a clothy type texture. But and they actually make them on Amazon that actually are designed to do the tucking. So.
Oh, nice.
I learn something new every day. No sticky residue. Yeah. All right. Now I have something to tell my tuckers.
Yes. Oh, and it works very well. So, but I use that for a chastity device for a session. So there are other ways that you can actually lock it up and not have, you know, one of the chastity devices, especially if you want to play this little game with a sissy. That's a fun way to do it because then she feels more feminine anyway because there's nothing dangling down there. So it's right. kind of a fun thing.
Dual purpose.
Yes.
I have one.
I see Miss Constance in the room. Thank you for coming, Miss Constance.
Hello.
Hey. I'm going to share it in the chat.
Okay.
Somebody share this with me. And this could be a good option instead of a tape.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, they also have Gap panties and things of that nature as well. Anything that's going to inhibit touching can be chastity.
Exactly.
Yes.
Ooh, I like that little camel toe.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they make them in bikinis. They make them in G-strings. They even make them granny panty style.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's another option. You can tuck everything away, and then you can't touch. So that becomes a form of chastity.
I love it. You know, one thing we talked about last night on Femdom Friday was, we talked about chastity. And I wanted to mention cock bondage. And if anyone had used rope.
How to use rope?
Mm-hmm.
For tucking or for?
Not for tucking, just a form of bondage around.
Kind of like making a leash for it.
Right.
You can take that dog for a walk anytime you want.
Miss Constance says, don't get rope burn on those sticks.
Right. Oh, yes. Ow.
Yeah.
Or maybe do get some rope burn on them. Never know. Might be fun. So tell me a little bit more about this rope thing.
I love shibari. I think it's just gorgeous. And then I came across cock bondage, and I've seen different techniques with it that have really intrigued me. I know Miss Erica and Miss Hadley are both very familiar with cock bondage, and it's something I personally haven't tried, but I want to try. And when we were talking about chastity, I thought that would be a really unique form of chastity. It wouldn't be something that you would keep on for very long, but it's, I wish I could send a picture. I cannot send a picture because it would be a little too graphic in our chat. But yeah. I'll share a link with you ladies and show you.
Mm-mm.
It's gorgeous, I think, the different ties.
Oh, I know you can get very creative with rope and different knots and tying up and all that. I have an ex that's a Marine, and, I'm not always dominant because I do have some people that I submit to. He's one of them, and he is very talented with rope. Oh, prisoner, tie a rope to the penis head and attach a 5-pound weight. Instant chastity.
There you go.
That's kind of like what I was talking about last night in Femdom Friday, where you get a little chain and you wrap it around the metal cage And then you wrap the other end around the tip of the dummy and turn it on high and let it hang. That's a good tease.
Oh, that really is a good tease. Oh, yeah. We're talking about fufu clips. Y'all do a search for that. You look it up and you're going to get so many male flat clamps and chastity device accessories. Mm-hmm. Oh, wild.
And fufu clips would work as chastity too. Anything that's going to inhibit you from touching it. Better than a 10-pound patty.
Oh, my.
Ow. Yeah. Well, maybe it'll help make it grow a little bit, stretch it a little bit. I don't know. I'm guessing against that. Miss Constance, so a straight down would be a chastity device. Well, yeah, it would work.
Yes.
Although, if you didn't have anything around the private areas, he would still be able to go hump something.
That's true. They'll always find a way.
I know, don't they?
Start rubbing on something.
Go find a wall somewhere.
I would like for anybody in the room that is currently or actually thinking about chastity, I would love to know what your thoughts are. Constant fucking humpers. Oh, you love Miss Constance. She's always a hoot.
Amen, Miss Constance. Amen. She says, I love chastity. I love locking up dicks. I love making them ache. The power and the control. 100%. Yeah.
What is not to love about all of those things?
Right?
Yes.
They do get desperate. Lock them if you got them.
Instead of smoke them if you got them, lock them if you got them.
Yeah.
I love it.
Exactly.
And this is completely off topic, but I'm allowed to do that. If you all have not read Miss Constance's blog train poem, it is a must read. And if you don't want to read, you can actually just listen to her read it to you. Go and check it out. It is awesome. And look at the comments, because Miss Hadley had a wonderful poem in response. And, well, that opens up the whole thing to the blog train. Check it out. If you have not been following the blog train, go do it.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy the reads. Every one of these ladies that's posted so far has written a wonderful story and paints a very, very good picture.
Yep, you can start at the beginning at Miss K. Marie's blog, mistressofmore.com.
Yes. Thank you, Demi. I could not remember her blog for the life of me. And I already have too many screens pulled up to go look for it.
I read a few today, and they were really, really good. Krista, yours was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
I loved it. And I have Harper's pulled up. I am so excited.
Harper's was really fun, too. Although when I responded to Harper's, I mentioned the wrong name. I said Tyler instead of Taylor, so that's my apologies. And you can't fix it once you type it and send it. It's done. That's what you get.
She's working on a part two.
Ooh, yay. I kind of hinted at that a little bit with mine.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the witch just leaves her, or he just sees the witch's hat laying out there on the ground. You never know. And I left it open to where whether or not she even existed or not.
Ooh.
Right?
And
such a mind fuck.
Now that it's been posted for several days now, I left a little Easter egg in it. And it's kind of funny because the only person that caught it was Hadley. at the very end of mine, it says that there's a note from his wife saying that she will be back at 8, and it's in quotes. I took the PM out to make it kind of a double entendre to where the 8 could be 8 inches.
Ooh.
And Hadley was the only one that caught it. I love how her mind works. I bet you she could lock somebody up really tight, too.
Oh, hell yes.
She'd be fun to play with, as long as I was on her side of things. I don't think I'd want her dominating me.
I've had her dominating me, and
oh, yeah?
Oh, my.
Maybe I do.
I was like, yeah, she ever gets her hands on me, I'm going to melt, and I don't even know if I'll be the same person.
Probably not. So, back to the whole chastity. Here are a few reasons for using chastity devices. And then I'd like your thoughts on these, ladies. Number one, is enhancing relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is exploring different kinds of sexuality. And number three, personal discipline.
That one's my favorite.
That is your favorite, personal discipline?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course it is. So, if you would like, Demi, if you'd like to elaborate on any one of those three, I would love to hear it.
Reasons for chastity. I think those are all really, really good reasons. I want to add to it though, because I want to be difficult. You do it because you're told to.
Oh, I love it. Miss Constance asked, "How come shrinkage is not on the list?" Believe it or not, I read something today when I was going through looking for all this stuff. It was from a medical journal, and it was talking about male chastity and shrinkage. The shrinkage is only short term. It does not last. Now, if you continue to use chastity, it'll continue to leave you shrunk. But after a couple of weeks of no chastity and basic masturbation, sexual intercourse, those kind of things, you're basically the skin that had shrunk to make it look like it's smaller, just grow. It actually just goes back to being normal. That was from a medical journal I read today, and I was very surprised because I thought shrinkage was permanent.
Well, I have a bucket list goal, something I would love to see, love to happen, needs to happen. I want someone in a flat cage. I want to take somebody from a regular chastity cage to a flat cage.
I have one.
Do you?
Yes. And he and I do video, and he showed me, and he does. He puts it in that little, it's actually a little inverted cage.
Yeah.
And it pushes it right on in.
Yeah, I want to take, I want to do the whole, it takes a bit to size down. I want that whole process of taking somebody from a standard cage to the flat cage and the inverted cage, yes. I want that. I need that in my life. My life will not be fulfilled unless that happens.
Ooh, well, you got to have goals, girl.
Yeah, right?
Yes. It's wonderful. Yes. You're going to get that. Watch, it'll happen sooner than
for
you think.
For science, Felicia French fry. Yes. That's
well,
right.
I am going to advertise for you, Demi, to make that happen.
Oh, thank you.
I will be making a graphic tonight, and I will be putting it everywhere that Demi needs an inverted cage. from normal cage to inverted cage subby.
Make that commitment with me.
That's right. She needs that in her life.
I do.
Oh, and there is, I have a couple more. I just didn't want to overwhelm us with that question. Another reason for chastity. I just saw it in the chat, and that kind of brought it to mind, is punishment. And here's one that I love. Communication enhancement. Well, if you lock him up, well, there's not much he can do other than talk at that point now, is there? So if you're having problems with communication with your guys, lock them up for a little bit and tell them that, you know, I tell you what, we can always talk about unlocking you, but we have to talk. Felicia says he can hump everything in sight. I think I missed part of that, but yes, I'm sure they do. I actually have got some real life experience with chastity, and it is so funny, especially ones that are not 100% on board with, you know, the whole chastity dynamic. And yes, they will hump everything. They're like, you know, running around finding something that they can rub their cage against. Oh, and it does nothing for them. I love it. Hi, Jeannie. So,
Jeannie's here.
Yes,
it's so fun. I love the tease. I love the control. I love the tease. I love, Harper said in the chat, the eventually of it. Will I unlock you? Maybe, but maybe not. I'm going to tease the fuck out of you, and then you'll find out. But, you know, the maybe of it, the eventually, I love that. And of course, you know, having that control, the keys, and I like to torment. So having them get like a clear box that can be unlocked through Bluetooth, and putting the keys in that clear box on their nightstand to see it. They see it every day, every night. It's right there. But I have control of it, right? I have control over whether or not that box gets unlocked and whether or not you receive your freedom. I love it. So that kind of goes back to the, you do chastity because you're told to, because it makes me happy. Don't you want me to be happy?
Yes, you want your lady in your life happy. So you definitely do what we ask. Harper, people who hump a couch have a type of pornophilia. Okay. Good to know. Good night, Constance. Have a wonderful night. Thanks for coming by. You know, I have done this, and this is a lot of fun, and I think you would like this, Harper, or not Harper, Demi. Harper probably would, too. But what I have done is I own the key. I have the key. I like jingling the key, putting it with other keys and jingling it. But what I do, and this is what makes it so fun, is when I first lock them up, I let them out kind of frequently and reward them and make them feel all so good. And then as time goes on, jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle, exactly, Andy, but I don't unlock them. And watch them pout.
Oh, yes.
And tease. And then maybe, you know, start dragging it out from, you know, a couple of days and then to a week. And then to a month, and just watching them react to no longer being able to be out of the cage. It has a whole lot more effect on them when you start off by letting them have, mm-hmm. you know, their time out and their orgasms, to taking it away gradually over time, making them wait and wait and wait.
Gotta love that teeth and waiting. Oh. Mm-hmm. Harper with her keys on a charm bracelet or an anklet for those who love feet fetish.
Oh, yes. I love it, Harper.
Tease.
Yeah. That is sexy.
Yes. Very, very sexy.
I would like to go back to like the discipline bit, if I will, Miss Krista.
Oh, please do.
I think I've already said that a man is more than his penis. And for those who are, for the part-time players, you know, going out on a date and not feeling your cage, being denied for hours and hours, and sometimes it can turn into days, knowing that you have to find other things to do besides touch yourself, have sex. And it's especially important for those gooners out there who can't keep their eyes off porn, can't keep their hands off their dick. It's a really good way to keep yourself no touchy, touch free. Get your life back together. And when you're ready to stroke, your mistress will tell you when. And you know, a good schedule is nice. So, and to me, chastity kind of puts your whole life in order.
I love
that. A little two-bit. Oh, it can be really emotional for some guys to unattach from their masturbating habits.
But, you know, it is, back to what Bianca was saying, it does give you that free time to do other things. So instead of, Patty feels very called out right now. it does. It
gives
you.
Didn't she say that she had like a whole lot of studying she got done this last week?
Yeah. Yeah. So even if it's just short term for a day or a couple of days, a weekend, there are a lot of benefits to it. And Patty, you are doing phenomenally. I'm very, very proud of you. Mental chastity is so hard to do. So the fact that you're doing that and you're killing it, that's awesome.
You really have to work hard at the mental chastity, because there's nothing really stopping you other than yourself. And that is very impressive.
Absolutely. Redirecting energy and focus. Yes, Harper. Oh, Patty.
So proud of you for your very first time being a mental chastity. Yeah. And you extended yourself twice. First it was 2, then 4, and now 6. Just a round of applause.
Yay. Yay.
I'm curious to know from those, because it seems like we have a lot of people in chastity in the chat. Have you noticed any emotional changes with yourself? Krista touched on that. I'm curious to know what you've experienced, if you feel comfortable sharing.
Yes, we would love to hear. Yes, Harper asked, does this inspire anyone else listening to give some chastity a try? It's not hard. You'll get a bunch of the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So, anybody? Well, if not, well, we can, you know, just if you decide you want to share, share. But I am going to read a couple of things that I found online. And these are guys that were locked up and what their thoughts were. Because, you know, that was part of what I wanted to do, is share thoughts of other people, of what they experienced. Mike said, I find the idea of chastity super interesting and really want to try it. If I don't ejaculate for ages, then the next time is pretty quick and I get off, and that's definitely true. I don't want to focus on my cock. I want my goddess, my goddess's needs to be happy. Let me reread that. I want my goddess's needs and for her to be happy foremost. Other sexual non-penetrative play would have to do. So, he hasn't actually tried it yet. And then an anonymous guy said, I found the prospect of being locked up in chastity cage to be very intimidating. Gotta love that. However, I come to realize that I'm going to become involved in a fervent, I don't understand that, but there is a very good possibility that it could involve male chastity and accept that. After chatting with several women for support of the idea, I went out and bought a new device. I locked myself up and I've been locked up for over a month, and I have found that my free time has grown exponentially. Oh, let's go look and see what we got. Miss Patty says, I mean, it's kind of been slightly more emotional. There were moments where I wanted to distress by masturbating, but I just couldn't. So I had to do something else. I maybe didn't do much more productive because I was struggling so much. A lot more staring into space than usual.
I think chastity would be a great time to pick up a new hobby, a new habit, something to keep your hands busy. Maybe painting or drawing or working out, reading, gardening. I know Harper does a lot of crochet.
Exactly. And, you know, the psychology side of that is you need to, if you're going to do this, the chastity to pick up a new habit, then you're going to need to do it for at least 10 days, because in order to break a habit and form a new habit, it's about 10 days of continuous reinforcement of that habit and reinforcement of not doing the bad habit. 2 weeks would be even better, so. But yeah, that's how you break habits, is you find something else and you reinforce that bad, the good habit by not doing the bad. Well, hello, Simp for Demi. You jumped in there a while back and I didn't see him. Glad to have you.
Oh, how many people start learning guitar during Locktober?
Yes, that's another great thing to try. Try to pick up a musical instrument.
Because you've been strumming something for way too long if you've got it in chastity now.
Or, you know, maybe pick up the drums. That gives you something else to beat on.
Hey, Miss Krista.
Yeah. Prisoner says, I think Jimmy Page started that way. My goodness, he must have been locked up hard because he is quite the guitarist.
That's super Jimmy. Hit that gym.
Oh, yeah. That's
Yes. Because that's then you really get your endorphins going and everything. So,
Oh, the gym does the opposite effect on me. So,
I am not a gym girl. I just never have been. Even when I was in the Air Force, I tried to stay out of the gym. I'll go to the pool, but I don't want nothing to do with the gym.
Dance it out.
And dance it out, yes.
Shake that cage.
Now, I was reading earlier as well, and I would like your thoughts, guys. Everybody that's in chastity, been in chastity, let me know this. Said that when you first put on the chastity cage, that it caused some discomfort with walking. Is that true, or is that a myth? Patty says, okay, the more I've been thinking about this, the more I realize I might actually be scared of my self-improvement. And that's probably related to the discomfort with the cage. Maybe.
I think it's like anything, you have to practice. You have to, I mean, men grow up and you learn as you get older how to tuck, you know, which side you like your balls on when you wear your underwear and your pants and jeans and things. So I think it's just a learning curve.
Yeah. Prisoner says it's a myth, but my cage is light. Yeah. I wonder, you know, because I, in real life, when I do it, I always make them get a metal cage. Because I don't remember who it was last night, but they mentioned E-stem. And I kind of enjoy that, but we're not going to get into that. And the metal cage works. It just works. And the metal cage, they just seem to reverberate the vibrations better when you're teasing them with a vibrator too. Felicia says that her plastic cage was way less comfortable than the mature metal. Okay.
Heard so many good things about metal cages.
Well, you know, a lot of the plastic cages are like 3D printed, and they're not really very quality oriented. I have talked to several people that's had them crack. And well, just imagine a crack in a plastic cage around something that's kind of delicate. Imagine it getting pinched. It's not like fun to me.
No fun.
Yeah, I bet not. A lot of people are change is scary. You can't anticipate it. It disrupts routine. Boo hiss. I agree, Harper. Yes. You know, change is inevitable, so you might as well go ahead and embrace it when you're forced to or when you're encouraged to. But change is always coming. Prisoner says cheap plastic cages are not good. You need a quality one such as a CBE-X.
Yeah. I do like the metal. I love the metal cages, but I defer to the wearer on plastic or metal. Good quality, of course, for both, but it's definitely a very good idea to make sure that your cage fits properly.
Harper, is it famous or infamous? The CB6000. She says it's not a custom sized cage like the mature metal. Okay. Now, I've seen something else that I thought was really cool, especially for us that do this virtually and over a call. My guy that has the inverted, he showed me these little things when he bought his new cage. And there are these little locks, but they have to be cut off. They're not a metal lock. They're the kind that like they put on your utility boxes mm-hmm. to where they know if it's been tampered with. And yeah. I love that because if you put that on and it's numbered and there's no way to really put it back on. So when you put that on, they are in it as long as you want them in it. And yep. I love that because there's a proof to it. Whereas if there's just a key, you know, he can unlock, do his thing, put it back on, say, oh, yeah, I've been locked up for 3 months.
Yes. I'm grabbing a link to some of those locks on Amazon. If I can find it.
Amazon is your chastity friend, by the way.
Right.
Your one-stop shop for all things chastity. Yeah, there
I
you
also
go.
Have some of my guys go through like Lock the Clock. They have some wonderful things there. But yes, look at that. There's so many good. They're so numbered. I love this.
Yeah, right? they're wonderful because I wasn't sure about my guy, whether or not he was actually living up to it. And he showed me that. He voluntarily showed me that, which was really, well, kind of impressive in its own. And we use it, and he has to verify when we do our calls. He shows me that he's still got his little lock on. And then when we decide that we're going to let him out of it for a little bit, he just cuts it off, and we put a new one on. And it's numbered. I keep the number, and we know. I love that. Mott, name your cage as part of the game. So, Mott, what is your cage? And what is your story? I give you some time to prep, remember? I talked to you earlier about this, so you had prep time, so I'm putting you on the spot. Oh, some of the cheaper sorts of numbered locks like those, the ink will rub off, so beware of that, Harper says. The one that my guy has, they're actually embossed in the plastic. So it's not like it's printed on there. It's actually embossed to where it's raised. They're raised letters. So those work really good.
Yeah.
There's not any faking that.
They last, I've had good success with these. I usually have the subbies take the cage off every 2-3, at most 4 days. I don't usually go longer than that to get a good scrub in. And then we change out the lock. And they've seemed to last pretty well.
Krista Cage.
Krista Cage, I love that.
I might need to come up with something like that. Part of my Enchantrix line of Locktober goodies or something. Part of the kinks and treats. And it is kinks and treats this month, so make sure that if you are looking for some fun with one of us mistresses, that you keep an eye out for that because they're posting all kinds of neat little specials and all that kind of stuff. So jump on that. Oh, another thing that's completely off topic, but it just ran through my head because I am a blonde and I do that. Miss Blair is your mistress of the month this month. Give her some love. She, if you give her a 10-minute call or more and you tell the dispatcher that you want it, you'll get an extra 5 minutes. Do this. It's a great deal. And it's a good way to meet she's one of our newer mistresses and mistress of the month. That is awesome.
Yes.
Go help Harper, go hump Miss Blair's leg for me. But I'm sure she can lock you up as well. I'm guessing that she has those skills as well. So, and now another little shameless plug. If you're on in the middle of the night, and you have been wondering what it would be like to have a two mistress call, then you ought to try myself and Goddess Michelle. We would love to delve into those dark, deep, nasty little secrets that you have. So, Demi owns me. A cheap lock stuck once. Oh, yeah, that would be bad. That's his biggest fear. I'm going to tell you what I would say would be your biggest fear. Those chastity devices that can be remotely controlled, being hacked, and then having ransomware put upon you, telling you that you're, you know, basically you pay or you have to go to the emergency room and explain why you're in a chastity device to begin with. So, yes, I would be very leery of anything that was a remote lock until, you know, things get a little bit more security-minded on that. Or it could just be fun. That could be a fun little fetish if you're into that. Get one and hope that you get hacked.
There's one, I can't even think of the name of it. There's a safety feature with that. But I would definitely, if you ever look into something that can be controlled remotely, look at all of the different features, because not every cage comes with them.
They're not all created equal.
Right. I can't even think of the name of it now. But when I do, I'll pop a link in the chat.
And I know it sounds brutal, it sounds scary, but they also have some chastity devices, and I was doing some reading about this earlier as well, that omit a current. Let's just call it that. They have been known to, without any warning, short out and omit current constantly. So you might want to check into that as well if you decide that's something that might interest you. Yeah, do some research. All those fellows in chastity having their locks held hostage. Well, that's kind of what we're doing anyway, isn't it? Warning, high voltage. Even if it does have a safety release, by the time you got it released, oh my God.
Felicia French Fry, Miss Demi, you could insert a virus that would disable the opening sequence and sit back and laugh. You know I would. Oh. Mm-hmm.
What I would love is for one to have, you know, those little luggage locks that are combination, or like that's on the old briefcases and all that. I would love to have one of those on a chastity device and be able to, you know, give them the wrong combination over and over. I think that would be fun.
Yes.
There you go, Harper. Yep.
I just love the idea of like us Femdom Friday mistresses having a get together and having all of these subbies in chastity and have them just drop the keys in a basket, and at the end of the night they have to find their key, and if they don't, well then they just go home in chastity forever.
Oh, I love that. How can you go wrong with that?
That's very hot, Stimmy.
Yes.
It's so fun. I'm very scary.
Yeah, and to make it even more fun, Demi, is you put them in a black bag, and it's just like drawing a number. You just reach in and you grab one. You don't get to look and see which one you're getting.
Yes.
Oh, that would be great.
Yes.
And the winner? The winner is the guy that actually found the right one. Well, ladies, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you for joining me. You have made this show absolutely wonderful tonight.
Thank you for having us. Now,
what I would like to do before we leave, Demi, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about, you know, where to find you, who you are, what you do, and all that.
Yes. Well, I am Goddess Demi. I enjoy sensual domination, cop control, orgasm control, tease and denial, jerk off instructions, all the things. You can find me at sensualcocktease.com. And if you're on Twitter, I am Dom Demi.
And now, you miss Bianca.
And thank you so much, Krista, for having me tonight.
Oh, I am so glad that you came. Oh, you made this so much more fun. Having you ladies put your input made it just wonderful. And now, Bianca, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and where they can find you?
I am on, you can find me at Miss Bianca EE on X, Enchantrix Bianca on Blue Sky. Of course, here at LDW Bianca and FemdomFridays.com and on Femdom Fridays on Discord. I like to say that I'm more sensual, but I am a brat tamer. I love sissies, cuckolding. Lots of different things. I get into chastity, domination, and you will know if you are dominant enough to make me switch. That's all I got to say about that.
Oh. That was hot.
Yes, it is. And
Miss Hadley.
Yeah. Hadley, I hope you're listening. And if not, well, you should have been, because you have a couple of people that would be really wanting to experience your domination.
She will dominate you.
Oh, I tell you what, just reading her stuff makes me like, yeah, I'm her bitch.
I'm reading the chat. Harper says, sit on my cake and tell me you love me. I missed what happened before, but okay.
I love that. And I am Miss Krista. I also am a more sensual dom. However, if you get on my bad side, I can be a very, very strict and mean dom if need be. You can find me here. You can also find me on FemDom Fridays. And my blog is phonesexfetishblog.com. And I really enjoyed having everybody here. Thanks for listening. You can find us here every Saturday night at 9 p.m. And we'll continue using the general chat. You must be 21 to join here, not 18, because we do enjoy the libations. You can listen to the replay on Sunday on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you again, ladies. This has been a lot of fun, and I've really enjoyed having you, and you're welcome anytime you want to come and join my show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Good night, everybody. Really enjoyed it, and thank you for showing up, and hopefully you'll be here again next week, because I have a surprise guest next week.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. And you ladies are more than welcome to join my surprise guest too. Just so you know, any of the mistresses out there, if you want to be on my show, you just let me know and I'll send you an invite. You will be on my show. Thank you again. And everybody have a wonderful night.
Good night.
Good night.